This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, as we wait and watch for the coming of the Christ child, for your coming again to earth, fill us with hope and the realization of newness of life in every moment. Amen. Please be seated. There was a 9-year-old boy who was taking piano lessons, much like some of our musicians here. And he didn't mind the lessons so much, and he liked his teacher, but he didn't like the practice, which is a common problem, I think, sometimes when we're taking lessons. Even as adults, we're trying to learn something, and we want the end result, but the practicing seems to be a little difficult. So his parents thought that it would be a good idea if they took him to a great concert hall to see a master pianist. And they took him to see a great Russian composer and pianist by the name of Paderewski. I had never heard of him, but this comes as a true story from him. And apparently he was an amazing, compassionate man as well. So on the day of the concert, they get to the concert and they go and they sit down, and all around them are men in tuxedos and women in long gowns and jewels. And the little boy was not feeling exactly comfortable, and he was fidgety, and he wasn't so sure about all this. And just before the concert was to begin, unnoticed, he slipped out of the aisle, went right up on the stage, sat down at the bench, put his little hands on the keys, and began playing chopsticks. Well, you can imagine, the crowd, the oh-so-sophisticated crowd, stopped talking, looked at him glaring, and thought, where are his parents, and why are they letting him do this, and why aren't they up there taking him down? And before anybody could do anything, the great Paderewski heard something going on and looked out the curtain, and without missing a beat, grabbed his coat, put it on in a hurry, and walked out, the young boy still playing chopsticks, and stood behind him and began playing a counter melody on either side and said to him, "Don't stop. Keep going. Keep going. I'm right here with you. Keep going." A great man indeed. For what could have been a very dark moment in that young boy's life became a moment of light and life and love. Don't quit. I'm right here. Keep going, the master says. Keep watching. Because of out of seeming chaos can come new birth. Something that we hadn't even imagined is already happening. It's up to us to be awake and alert and watchful. Something today is new. In addition to this being the beginning of a church year, as we said earlier, it's also the first Sunday of Advent. And Shannon and Nick did not only light the candle on our altar, but began the lighting and the waiting of this Advent wreath. And as you all know, each Sunday we will light another candle until on Christmas, we'll light the center candle, and it will stand for a love that is beyond measure, a love beyond time, the birth and the coming of the Christ child in our midst. Now, unfortunately, the days leading up to Christmas are sometimes thought of just as the Christmas shopping season, right? Just yesterday, I was hearing on the news, as many of you probably did, of another incident on Black Friday of people getting stampeded in the crowds. Police had to use pepper spray, and it's just got a little out of control and just a little crazy. However, I would challenge us to look at this time when we're quick to ridicule that, and even though we do not want that going on, I would challenge us to look at it as a symptom of all of us wanting Christmas so badly, wanting to know that we have enough so badly, wanting to know that we are accepted and that we're going to have just the right gift so badly, that it's a longing that is so deep that we don't even know sometimes what we're longing for. And I would challenge us to realize that it is that longing for love and that longing for the Christ child. It is that longing for God's loving arms encircling us and saying, keep going, I'm right here, I'm right here. Keep playing your beautiful song and I will play with you and I will help you. In our gospel reading today, Jesus is saying exactly that. Keep awake and alert for his coming again in power and glory. And he uses very strange images that can sound pretty scary, but this is an ancient theme that has been told throughout our Judeo-Christian history. From the prophets and the book of Daniel and Revelation, in the Gospels like today's reading, and letters from the early Christians, a story of a day when the world as we know it will pass away and the perfect, completed kingdom of God will be ushered in. The perfect kingdom of God will be ushered in. Jesus uses these cosmic images he knew well from Hebrew scripture. And I quote, after that suffering, the sun will be dark, the moon will give no light, stars will fall from heaven, the powers in heaven will be shaken. This kind of imagery grabs us. We almost just want to ignore it. But it gets our attention and it tells us to wake up and to be alert, to look for newness of life in this moment, and to leave the rest up to God. It is our job to be noticing for the light and watching for the light in each other's eyes and in sacred moments of our lives, knowing that the Master is with you everywhere and helping you along. No matter what you are experiencing today, know that you are not alone, that God is molding us in love, not fear. In love, not fear, and available to help us create newness of life in difficult times and in joyful times as well. Seeming disaster has newness of life just waiting. In May of 1980, some of you are old enough to remember, Mount St. Helens erupted in the state of Washington. And this volcano was so huge, for those of you that aren't old enough to remember, that ash covered everything. All the wildlife in the area was destroyed. People died. And people thought, perhaps when living in that area, that it was the end of the world. How could this be? This earth shook so much and caused such devastation. Well, much time later, there was a forest ranger walking and surveying the land to just look for maybe a glimmer of new life. And as he looked in the distance, he saw a little patch of green, and he was hopeful. And he went closer and closer and closer, and as he got closer, he noticed that it was in the shape of a deer. The deer was like a compost beneath the ash and brought newness of life. And now if you go to Mount St. Helens, it is green and beautiful. Henry Nouwen writes, we can only really wait if what we're waiting for has already begun for us. And my brothers and sisters, it has already begun for us. Christ came as one of us and lived and died and rose again and lives with us now. And a frequent question that you might have heard when we are trying to realize how to live in the moment is, what would you do if you only had one life to live for one more month? I'm sure we've all heard that question, and we would answer, maybe we would love more. Maybe we would seek forgiveness or try to forgive someone else. And what I would ask you to do today is to realize we don't have to wait for that question or the threat of death to live our lives in this moment. We don't have to wait. It's here and it's now. As we watch for the light and realize that even in our deepest challenges, in the really, really difficult and hard things of life, and in our exultant joys, know that that Jesus is with you, surrounding you, and telling you, I'm right here. Keep going in hope and light. Amen.